the wind buffets you from every angle, and when the storm finally moves away, leaving in its place a clear, still, starlit night, you can hardly remember where those thunderclouds were, let alone which thunderclap belonged to which flash of lightning. The time I am now going to tell you about was like that. It was then that a storm broke that swept away the whole vast Roman Empire. We have already heard its rumblings. They were the movements of the Germanic tribes at the frontiers, the incursions of the Cimbri and the Teutons, and the campaigns led by Caesar Augustus, Trajan, Marcus Aurelius, and many others in their efforts to keep those tribes out of the empire. But now the storm had come. It had started at the other end of the world, almost as far away as the wall built by the Chinese Emperor Shi Huangdi, the enemy of history. No longer able to mount their raids on China, Asiatic hordes from the steppes had turned westwards in search of new lands to plunder.